This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. A U.S. Supreme Court nominee, Amy Coney Barrett, is set to tell all U.S. senators that courts should not try to make policy when she makes her opening statement for her confirmation hearing that begins on Monday. AP correspondent Mike Hempen. Hospitalizations from COVID-19 have hit their highest points recently throughout the Midwest, but that's not the message coming from a number of Republican governors in the region. AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
Oklahoma's governor has been upbeat about progress against the virus, despite what figures compiled by public health experts show. North Dakota's governor has called the state's positivity rate of about 7% an achievement, even though that rate of new cases tops the nation. In Arkansas, a group of Republican lawmakers are suing to invalidate a mask mandate and other directives imposed by the governor. Most of the Midwest Republican governors, where the virus is worsening, have either refused to enact statewide mask restrictions or have been rolling back restrictions imposed due to the pandemic. I'm Shelley Adler.
Meanwhile, Dr. Anthony Fauci, the top infectious disease expert in the United States, told CNN that his comments were taken out of context in the campaign ad for President Trump. Fauci said the ad released Saturday as Mr. Trump recovers from the coronavirus was made without his consent. The 30-second ad features what appears to be an edited clip of Fauci saying, "I can't imagine that anybody could do or be doing more," after a narrator discusses the Trump administration's efforts to fight the pandemic. The quote appears to come from an interview with Fox News in March. This is VOA News. The premier of Australia's Victoria state is stepping up his fight with members of the public who won't comply with pandemic regulations, saying close contacts of those infected who refuse a test will have to spend 21 days in quarantine. The state government has announced mandatory quarantine will be extended by 10 days for close contacts if they decide not to be tested on the 11th day of isolation. Victoria Premier Daniel Andrews says a very, very high percentage of people had submitted to testing, but the rule was designed to provide authorities with an even more complete picture. Victoria reported one more death and 12 new cases Sunday, ending a three-day stretch without a fatality. Security forces in Belarus detained dozens of protesters Sunday and used force, including water cannon and batons, so to break up crowds demanding a new presidential election. Footage obtained by Reuters showed police officers dragging protesters into unmarked vans at a rally that drew thousands onto the streets of Minsk. That's the capital. It also showed police vehicles unleashing a powerful jet of orange liquid from a cannon into crowds. Belarus, a former Soviet republic closely allied with Russia, has been rocked by street protests and strikes since authorities announced the veteran leader Alexander Lukashenko had won an August 9th vote by a landslide. People have since taken to the streets every week to demand that Lukashenko step down and allow for a new election to be held. Sunday's violence followed a meeting Lukashenko held on Saturday in a Minsk jail with detained opposition leaders, an unusual event that prompted some opposition activists to believe he was preparing to make some concessions. At least 18 people were killed when a tour bus collided with a train early Sunday in central Thailand. Authorities say the bus was crossing a railway track when the struck the vehicle near a railway station about 63 kilometers east of the Thai capital, Bangkok. At least 30 others were injured. Images taken at the scene show the bus on its side with the top of the roof off and debris surrounding the crash site. The governor of the province where the crash occurred told reporters that the incident should serve as a warning to make improvements at similar risky spots for traffic. According to the World Health Organization, Thailand has some of the highest rates of road fatalities in the world. More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.